The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your raspy-voiced host, John Stettmiller. This is the National Intel Report on this Friday, the 7th of October. And the year is 2011. We're going to have a program today. I forgot to have my substitutes this week let you know who's on today's program. So you'll just have to catch it in the archives if you're not live here today. At any rate, Vicki Davis is going to join us here in the first hour, and then Amanda Teagarden in the second hour, OklahomaSafe.com. And what we're going to be talking about today is the restructuring of the way we do business here in this country. Don't you find it ironic that everybody is hammering Obama over the jobs issue? He wants to throw millions and millions and millions of dollars to kickstart the economy. Well, he came in the middle of a recession. I keep seeing the unemployment numbers spelled out at about 9.1%. No, the actual number of unemployed Americans right now is almost at depression levels. And I'm talking about the last depression, which they called the Great Depression. This must be, of course, the Greater Depression. During the darkest, dankest unemployed years of 1932, 33 into 34, we had roughly one quarter of the country that was unemployed because, well, the banks just screwed up. Got a little bit too, how should we say, irrationally exuberant, and they had to rein in the money supply for various reasons. Well, they had to do that for 11 years until they found a new way to make money, and that would be off of the Second World War. Back to Mr. Obama. They're all dumping this in Obama's lap, and remember, there's not a dime's worth of difference for a Republican and Democrat when it comes to things that really matter in this country. On social issues, yeah, abortion, yeah, we can scratch each other's eyes out over issues such as that, but very carefully avoiding the very core issues that affects all of us and our country's future. Nobody is recounting here that under George Bush, that we happen to lose between 8 and 10 million jobs. Since 2000, there have been 450,000, almost a half a million businesses that jumped ship, so to speak. Almost a half a million. So the grand thinking here is to get us further in debt, which, by the way, this really is interest-bearing. We're going to do a big stimulus for a job push. How about asking the banks that have $2 trillion sitting in the banks right now to start loaning that back out to medium-sized businesses here in this country? You know, the people that do most of the employment, or at least what's left of businesses here in this country. We'll be back with Vicki Davis right after this.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. Vicki Davis. Good afternoon. How are you, Vicki?
Hi, John. Just fine, thank you.
You know, I don't think I've ever had your bona fides listed here. I've had you on the program numerous times, and the listeners to this broadcast know you as a researcher, and more recently about the EB-5 program, which... Geez, I haven't heard this mention hardly anywhere else. And we're doing some very interesting things with people like our communist red Chinese friends. So if you would, just give the listeners a short skinny on your background there.
Okay. Well, I was a computer systems analyst programmer. I worked as both a contractor and an employee, and mostly for large corporations and governments. And because I was a contractor, I worked in a lot of different places on a lot of different kinds of systems.
Blackwater? No, I'm just teasing.
No. But ARCO. I did work for ARCO.
Well, I think just about, when you say working for a corporation, one way or another, it's a subsidiary or somebody's worked for somebody that's pretty big in the business world. And I don't know if you heard what I had to say at the top of the hour, but we are getting messages here, and I'm wondering if the public has been fully informed by our medias as to tracking and tracing not only current events, but tying them into history past. And in regards to that, recent history.
Oh, I can tell you they absolutely have not gotten the true story. And really, that's why what got me involved in this, because it all revolves around telecommunications, the Internet, the redesign of our government, what they did with our borders to create the North American Union, you know, free trade area of the Americas, and the systems that they redesigned, our government systems, in order to accommodate the economic merger of Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And because people can't see systems, they don't know about the systems that are being installed, I felt like it was an obligation on my part to help people see those systems, because those systems are going to make everybody virtual slaves.
Well, and of course, the public has gotten little clues with little or no background. They get sound bites. They get politicians' statements. I remember 10 years ago talking about doing business with China. And this is going to be good for America. It's going to create millions of jobs. Where did we hear that before? Wasn't that what was said about NAFTA? That by boosting the Mexican economy, you know, that's going to provide them with millions of jobs, a standard of living upgrade. It's going to create millions of jobs here, and we'll be happy trading partners. Well, I remember under the Clinton administration, before NAFTA was passed, by the way, during a George Bush administration, this NAFTA, the North American Free Trade, all of a sudden, millions of jobs, and the government was giving tax breaks and actually paying companies to move to Mexico. So I knew this was not correct, and we watched what happened to Mexico. Now, a lot of firms moved to Mexico to take advantage of cheaper labor. And as I've said before, Vicki, you know, these are corporations. They're soulless individuals. Their bottom line is to their stockholders and to their own interests, and that's making money and expanding. That's what corporations do. Ever expanding, more profits, higher yields, stocks, whatever. So, but they didn't all stay in Mexico. They would migrate to other countries with cheaper labor rates. And again, you know, do I care that, last year, the year before, GM sold twice as many Buicks in China as they did here in America? No, I don't have a problem with that. But it's when these companies, these corporations, move overseas, take advantage of the cheap labor, and there has been some argument in the media about, well, you know, they don't have the same standards, safety standards, this, that, and the other. But bottom line is they're able to produce goods, ship them back into this country to compete with remaining companies here in this country to basically run them out of business.
Right, and not only that, but the tariff that the car manufacturers in the United States, that importers pay is 2.5% to import cars. Going to China, it's 25%. So not only do they have the cheap labor advantage, they have the tariff advantage, and those free trade agreements were negotiated exactly that way, to put American businesses at a disadvantage. And I believe that it's because what they're doing, what they did, is a redistribution of production and, by definition, a redistribution of wealth out of our country, out of the developed countries, into the, quote, developing world.
Well, and just yesterday, my wife mentioned something to me in passing, which I thought rather fascinating. She was watching a 60 Minutes program, and in it they were discussing surgical procedures, what was going on in the medical world, and other aspects. But this one particularly caught my attention. And they brought up the issue of Indian doctors. That, oh, well, in India, you know, we have these fine, brand-new, spanking new hospitals, and we've been Western trained, and we can do all these new surgeries, and we're up to standard with the rest of the civilized world as far as treatment and surgical procedures. And they happen to mention partial hip replacements. Now, here in this country, if you want a partial hip replacement, it may cost you anywhere from $28,000 to $32,000. But don't worry. You can go to India and have it done for $5,800. And I think that includes your hospital stay. So you're talking airfare, a little convalescence time, hop in a jet, come back to the country. The problem was that those very same surgeons were trained here stateside. And I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, well, yeah, there's an unfair competitive advantage. Now, it would be, I guess, okay, Vicki, if we all lived, south of the rice paddy, or we lived in grass huts someplace, or we had standard of living that was consummate with third world countries. I guess that would be okay. Then there would be an equal. There would be no advantage one over the other. You would have an equal and competitive playing field. But we did something here in this country that we developed a lot of things. We developed technologies. We used to be cutting edge in so many different areas. But as we look at it now, we're lagging behind. You know, I keep hearing the politicians talking about, you know, schools and education and how important that is. We're way down on the rung. In education, we are far down the rung on everything. Now, everybody's acting as if this is, well, this was some overlooked data that we should have looked at and maybe done some corrective measures in the past. What do you think is really, really behind this?
Well, you have to, first of all, separate out the propaganda and the lies from what's really going on. The United States really does have the best schools in the world. That's why, you know, they are bringing people in. Wait a minute.
Clarify schools. Are you talking university? Because
universities, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Because half the people in Detroit right now, Detroit, Michigan, they can neither read nor write. So somebody fell on a job someplace, somewhere. It's okay at university level.
Yeah, I think Detroit is probably just in a category of its own.
Yeah.
Which is probably not nice to say, but it's probably true.
It is.
There's a lot of propaganda, but we have to tie in the environmental agenda into what's going on. The new economy is the knowledge economy. And because of the environmental program, which has been used as also as a way to cause businesses to leave the country, they are trying to implement something called the knowledge economy, an economy that produces nothing that uses resources, but that produces something. So what the United States is producing is workers, quote unquote, and the importation of foreign students is also producing workers, you know, whether that be surgeons or scientists or, you know, whatever it is. When they decided to install the Internet around the world to create the global information infrastructure, there was a digital divide between the United States or the developed countries and countries like Africa, China, India. So they set up a program called Bridging the Digital Divide, and you couldn't really drop the internet into a village, you know, where people don't even have flush toilets. So they started bringing people in to the United States to be trained, and a lot of them just stay.
Okay, we've got to take this break. We'll take the three-minute break, be back on the other side with Vicki Davis. And by the way, when we get back on the other side of the break, there's some unfair competitive advantages because we have grown such a bureaucracy that's butting its nose into so many people's business that, well, they can't do business anymore. We'll be right back.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
One of the disadvantages that American businesses have is a lot of regulation. And Vicki, the other day, and we posted this on republicbroadcasting.org, somebody had sent me a very partial list, as a matter of fact, the first letter of the alphabet, on government departments and agencies. So I went to the website, usa.gov, to see what the other letters of the alphabet were up to, and I was astounded. Now, the time that they're talking about, well, and this has been a favorite thing I've, geez, ever since Ronald Reagan, you know, he believes in smaller government. And yes, we need smaller government. Okay, that's been talked about for 30-some years or better. I went to this site, Vicki, and I downloaded the entire thing. Now, on a program, I do believe it was earlier this week, I just read into the letter E, and it took me more than a half hour to do it. On this list of U.S. government departments and agencies, we have, at a minimum, 481 departments and agencies. Now, and of course, they all have their job. They're all to set policy and regulate and do everything else. The people that we're dealing with in China or the Philippines or Thailand or India or Mexico or wherever, going back to the thing about unfair advantage, here we have a little problem, we have government doing everything that it possibly can under the guise of health and safety to regulate these people right out of business.
Right, and that's the objective. Back in the early 70s, there was a guy named Wassily Leontief. He was an economist at Harvard, and he won the Nobel Prize for his input-output models of modeling business. But he did a project for the United Nations to come up. They wanted a development policy, and one of his models described using trade and pollution abatement regulation in the developed world to redistribute income to the developing world. So that's part of the technocratic system that has been established to put American businesses at a disadvantage and actually to encourage them to leave the country to move to the developing world. Pollution abatement regulation, which everything you do is polluting. When you're breathing, you're polluting. And a business that actually produces something is a major polluter, and they've got to be punished. They've got to be kicked out of the country, essentially.
Well, part of the, part of the propaganda campaign was that I'd actually seen a story years ago insects, specifically termites and cows, they contribute to methane. So we're talking about bug farts here.
Yeah, well, and that's how absurd it gets. And during the Reagan administration, that's when they started the deregulation, which ultimately was for the purpose of allowing businesses to leave the country and to take their capital outside of the country. At one point in time, there was a limit as to how much capital you could take out of the country. The whole free trade thing was a Reagan initiative, but it really got going under George Herbert Walker Bush with his Enterprise of the Americas initiative in 1990.
Oh, you mean the guy that Ronald Reagan didn't want as his running mate?
That very guy.
Well, and of course, we have the issue here because of global warming. People like Al Gore, I mean, who can doubt the ex-vice president of the United States when he's talking about global warming? And of course, this is real and this is human-caused. And they lined up their people to swear on a stack of regulations that, this is what it actually is. When you can line up just as many scientists and tell you that it may not be the reason. There are other cycles that the Earth goes through on and on. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. That's program material for another time. But even Al Gore won't stick his nose outside anymore pushing this carbon tax deal, of which, well, he got a sweetheart of a deal. He himself stood to make millions of dollars off of this. What can you tell the listeners about the carbon taxes and all the carbon credits?
Well, I over the past couple of days, I've gotten a couple of really interesting articles that I think really fit into provide explanation to us as to what's going on with all these renewable energy initiatives of the power companies. What it appears that they've done is that these renewable energy, that would be the wind farms and the solar farms and whatever, when you see those, I never hardly ever see the wind turbines moving. They just kind of sit out there. Well, it turns out that they are issued carbon credits simply because they are renewable energy, and that's really where they're making their money. They get these carbon credits that they can then sell.
All right, let's pick up on that. Let's pick up on that point when we get back from the bottom of the hour break here. We're talking with Vicki Davis here today, and coming up in the second hour, Amanda Teagarden.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back. Vicki, let's pick up where we left off prior to the break.
Okay. Well, I have an article here that was in the Telegraph, and the date on it is October 7th, 2011. And it's talking about the aristocrats in Europe cashing in on Britain's wind farm subsidies. So, and it's an interesting article how all of their royalty over there is investing in these wind farms. And it's because, of course, you know, they get these credits for really doing nothing other than the initial investment of putting up the turbine, and then it just sits there, but they will continue to get these subsidies because it's clean energy, right?
Clean energy that's not producing anything. And the question I always had, and I think we're fully aware of the global financial situation right now, what you necessarily need to do in an environment such as this is to bring to market, the mostest for the leastest. Now, we have coal reserves in this country. We still have not had our Fukushima here. They want to shut down the nuclear power plants, oil-fired plants, on and on it goes. It would seem to me smart business sense rather than the middle of a depression here, ladies and gentlemen, that you would much rather bring to market the stuff that can serve your needs, at least in the interim. Now, I don't think anybody in their right mind is against clean air or clean water, but we've seen time after time with offending corporations that they have come out and basically said that, you know, it's cheaper to pay a fine than it is to actually rectify the problem. And when too much pressure is applied to them from outside of government, they will use their ace in the hole. Well, it's going to cost jobs. That's always the scoundrel's last resort is, well, it's jobs.
Well, yeah, but you see, you're thinking about it from the wrong side. You have to flip it upside down. The idea is to not use any resources. So even though we have lots of coal, the environmentalists don't want us to use any of those resources. So instead, we build economic holograms. The wind farms are economic holograms. And what they'll be able to do, now, a quote in one article from a city council meeting in Idaho Falls, Idaho, one of the people was quoted as saying that we are not going to build any more power generation facilities. You know, what we have is what we have, and apparently they're even closing some of them down in Texas. I heard that on another radio program that some of them are being shut down. So the only way that the utility companies can continue to make money is by squeezing their residential customers. As the requirements go up, there are no new facilities. So in order to meet increased demand, they'll have to squeeze their residential consumers. And that's what the smart meters are for. That's what I figure the smart meters are for.
Well, and here in Texas, we have the Red Chinese has just made large purchases, and I mean huge tracts of land, to go after shale oil and to process that. Now,
well, foreign corporations can exploit our resources. It's just American businesses that can't.
On the subject of our dear Chinese friends, which, by the way, remember the arguments that were posed to you, false arguments, but nonetheless, this is what the American public was told, that, well, we need to include Red China, make them a most favored nation status at UN level, and, well, we need to do business with them, because by doing this, we will be able to flip the country's political system, and they will demand democracy.
They just didn't tell you which country they were flipping. They're flipping our country, and they're implementing the communist system here. And this whole university system, this parasitic system that they have of research and commodified production, I mean, so, you know, supposedly commodified product development for technology, is nothing but a government-sponsored parasitic system that really doesn't produce anything. I mean, theoretically, they're supposed to be producing products, and the universities select who the winner is, who's going to get to start a business, that's going to get the technology that was developed with government dollars to start a business and supposedly start producing technology that theoretically is for export. But you have to look at the whole strategy of economic development. It is central planning. It's designed around intermodal commerce zones, connected with the universities. And it's kind of a complicated plan that they have going on, but they're doing it all over the country. It's like a cookie-cutter strategy.
Well, and I've been thinking about this the last couple of days. Now, in this current environment where we know that the mom and pop, the small companies, the people that hire people, produce products, they're consumed here in this country, not necessarily for export, that these companies and these businesses truly are the job providers here in America. This is the backbone of America's economy. And there doesn't seem to be, there's been about a 40% decrease in credit that's loaned to these American companies in the last couple of years. Whereas the banks here, sitting in their vaults, supposedly, this is, you know, saying that it's real dollars, and in many instances, it is not. It's just electronic digitized credit. But we have about $2 trillion that these banks can be loaning out right now at a reasonable, and let me underscore, reasonable interest rate. So these businesses could borrow, make credit available, start their business cycle back in, which, by the way, I forgot to mention, that this money, ladies and gentlemen, when it's produced here, the products are produced here, people go to work here, the money stays here. When we're talking about these transnational corporations, the money and the profit doesn't stay here. It goes back overseas. But we've got, the banks could very easily open up those vaults and start loaning the money and start putting people back to work right now. Would you go as far as to say that this is a planned agenda?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And if I were a manager of a bank, I wouldn't give anybody any loans either, given that I know what they're doing with the economy. They're converting it to the communist economy where the businesses really are public-private. They're not all private.
Well, okay, now let's make some clarification here, because people's understanding of communism, you know, that's why Russia failed. Because communism doesn't work. We're all supposed to be equal and divide amongst ourselves equally. We share in everything, so everybody's happy. The problem is that a true communist system does not produce anything. So how can you share next to nothing?
Well, the Chinese system is different than the Russian system was. The Russian system was purely based on labor at the bottom. And so they didn't have any free enterprise at all. With the Chinese model, the government does allow a certain degree of capitalism, but it's controlled capitalism, and the government is a majority partner in, I think it's majority partner, in the businesses in China. That's why we don't want Chinese businesses in the United States, because they're not really businesses. It's the communist Chinese government.
Well, we seem to be on a fast track here in this country because, again, of the current economic system. We've got to put a fix in here rather quickly. And I remind people, always keep in mind the Hegelian dialectic. We help create that problem. We'll endlessly debate and demonstrate the problem, and then we'll come up with a solution. These public-private partnerships, that's more like fascism than it is communism, isn't it, Vicki?
Oh, certainly. Yes, it is fascism. And we have one in Boise, and I just realized about, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I did a story on what was happening in Star, Idaho, where all the mayors in that area, like 5 or 6 cities, all got together and formed a private partnership in order to get a grant from, I thought it was the EPA, but it turned out to be the Transportation Department. But they were encouraged to form this private partnership. Well, just a few days ago, I discovered, well, first of all, I should tell you that the mayor of Boise had to resign in disgrace because of, you know, the dirty dealings that he was involved in.
Now, and take a minute here to explain these dirty dealings. He struck up a deal. This was going to be Red Chinese Central out in Idaho, was it not?
Well, yeah, but I don't think that it had gotten that far along when Brent Coles was there. Now, what they said in the paper was that he put some theater tickets on his expense report and charged him to the city, and that's why he had to resign.
Yeah, he forgot to drop a coin in a parking meter. The egregious actions of our public servants.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he did have to end up resigning. But that organization, Treasure Valley Partners, lived on, and now they have an even bigger organization called the Boise Valley Economic Partners, and it includes the large corporations in the area, and I believe that they are actually the what you would say the port authority, the authority for the intermodal commerce zone that is defined in Idaho law as an inland port. Now, supposedly, this Boise Valley Economic Partners, their purpose is economic development. Okay, and under the intermodal commerce zone legislation in the statutes in Idaho, these authorities that they can create, the cities and counties can create, are a separate corporation. They are supposedly nonprofit, but there's nothing that says they can't, you know, route business to their buddies. And they are politic, whatever that means. But they have a seal. They can live on in perpetuity. They can sign contracts, and they can issue bonds that the taxpayers ultimately would be responsible for. So I think what this port, what this group is, this economic development group is, actually they are engaged in establishing international business, foreign direct investment, in a port area, in an inland port area, which is an intermodal commerce zone. Ooh, I hope I got that out, and I hope you understood it.
I did. And and a lot of people, for the uninitiated and uneducated here in this country, listening to the mainstream media, you know, what they're sorely hurting are seniors that are on Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, on fixed incomes, I think they call it. You know, some weeks it's do I heat or do I eat? For the true unemployment picture, and here again, it's not 9.1%, folks. It's like 22.8, almost 23% as we speak. When they hear jobs, this is what the governors are doing. They've been schooled in China. They've partnered up with their Chinese business partners. Rick Perry, that's the governor of Texas, and the guy that's trying to get into the White House, my God in heaven. We had this little go-around with Ricky Perry a couple of years ago over the Trans-Texas Corridor. And, of course, this is just smart business to consolidate for rail and pipelines and traffic. And we were just going to build this little highway from Mexico up to Canada. And that was the free trade corridor. Well, the people down here in Texas didn't like that idea, and they went against the good governor and smacked it down. Now, I had warned people at that time, Vicki, careful. This is not going away because there is an agenda afoot here. The agenda being is we're going to jump in bed. We're going to have transnational corporations, which, by the way, don't really care about any individual, anyone, geographic location. They don't care about you. What they care about, as I stated earlier, their bottom line profits, how to attain greater profits. So on the surface, oh, Rick Perry got slapped down about that. Of course, during the debates politically, they bring up about his Gardasil deal, and they got Michelle Bachmann brought that up. It was actually Ron Paul, but Michelle Bachmann took off with it, and she got a lot of political mileage, but it was diverting what people should have been paying attention to. Now, Mr. Perry is He's part of the Good Ring Knockers Club. He's a Bilderberg himself, connected very heavily with business and money. And everybody seemed to forget about that. But there's something else afoot here. Down here in Texas, we have 32 foreign trade zones. We were going to have this NAFTA highway that was going to go from Mexico to Canada. We just read recently in the paper about this Canadian corporation that wants to run an oil pipeline all the way through the United States. Well, that could have been handled easily if we were building this Trans-Texas Corridor. What I see them doing now is moving ahead with these foreign trade zones to build the need to build the infrastructure and the corridor. Let me get your take on that when we get back from the break. It's all business, folks. Don't concern yourself. Raise your family. Do the best you can. Go out, get a job, earn money, pay your taxes. Sit down, shut up. We're in charge, and we know what's best. We'll be right back.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
We're back. One of our Facebook. And, just take a look at the Facebook on the main page of republicbroadcasting.org. One of the members just sent in a story to us. Thank you very much. If you want to become a member of Facebook, facebook.com/republicbroadcasting. And this was just sent said, hey, I heard John talking about this. Michael Tucker did the story on a free trade zone. Vicki, Bozeman, Montana. They want to form a free trade zone within the city limits in the hopes of boosting the economy. And that centerpiece of that effort is a plot of the city-owned land that has sat idle since 2003. You see, these are just unused resources. We need jobs. We need money.
Right, but chances are Americans won't get the jobs because that's, you know, the foreign trade zones, they're really looking for foreign direct investment. And that reminds me, Hillary Clinton hosted a jobs council meeting today. It was posted on the State Department website, and everybody should watch that. It's only about 30 minutes, but you get to see Jeffrey Immelt and a lot of CEOs talking about creating jobs, but they also talk about visas and importing workers.
We don't have enough unemployed people. We don't have a big enough labor pool inside the United States.
Well, get this. One of the guys said that education is really a problem in the United States. Now, they can go down to Mexico and just pull people off the streets, and they'll have a good worker. But in the United States, they have to first give them literacy training.
Wait a minute, didn't we pull them off of Mexican streets? We had at one point in time over 30 million illegals in this country, and a good chunk of them have gone home. Thankfully, they were honest, hardworking people, and when the jobs dried up, so did at least half of the problem here in the United States.
Yeah, but now nobody has any jobs, so.
Yeah.
But you know, people should go watch that because it's really very revealing in terms of what these people are thinking and what the whole jobs deal is really about. It's not about jobs for the American people. It's about training workers
for
jobs.
Again, let me digress here to illustrate the point that Obama wants to spend, how many millions and millions of dollars or billions of dollars to inject into the economy. Now, anybody that understands rudimentary business practices, you understand how this works. You don't artificially create an environment to put people back to work because your market has already fallen away. The demand is not there for services and product. So the way to do this is to allow the people that created the infrastructure in the first place to be able to do business. And again, I'll go back to the point that I made earlier. Loosen up the $2 trillion that the banks are sitting on right now and purposely not loaning businesses to put people back to work, to generate the tax revenue so the states and the government can start to dig itself out of the... I've got to come up with a new adjective for that one.
There you go, John, though. You're thinking in the old economic way. This is the new world order.
Well, it may be new to them, and it's going to remain, if we do our job and do it correctly, we'll once again have people following the law and following the Constitution and, well, following common sense.
We have to get rid of all the communists in our country first, all the fascists.
All right, we're going to come back with Amanda Tiergarten, and Vicki Davis will remain with us.